Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with an Irish director.
Yeah, this is director John Carney. People would know because he's responsible for the likes of Once and Sing Street. He's got a good cast lined up for his new musical comedy, which is called Power Ballad. He's got Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas set to star in it. Yeah, so it's going to chart the story of a wedding singer, played by Rudd, and a rock star, played by Jonas, and the song that comes between them. Filming is underway in Dublin on the project, and the script comes from Carney and Peter MacDonald as well. And John Carney has sort of said he's delighted to be working with so many great people. He's been working on the script with his buddy Peter for years, and now he has Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas in his kitchen.
That's pretty cool, has to be said.
It's very cool. I mean, Rudd's currently on the big screen at the moment because he did star in Ghostbusters recently. He was also on the small screen for fans of Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
He was in the last series as well. Jonas has had roles in the likes of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Midway, Chaos Walking. And yeah, I suppose Carney's very good at this type of musical drama, comedy film. You know, he did Begin Again as well with Keira Knightley. And his most recent was Florence on with Eve Hewson and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So there you go. It's a big one in terms of big actors.
Okay, and it's called Power Ballad.
Yeah, Power Ballad.
Okay. Nice to know Paul Rudd isn't down, I have to say. Now, Da Vinci.
Yes, this is a Universal Pictures project, and they have tapped a sort of renowned British filmmaker at this stage, Andrew Haig, to write and direct a film based on Leonardo da Vinci. And this is based on Walter Isaacson's best-selling 2017 biography of the artist.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's based on thousands of pages from da Vinci's notebooks and new discoveries about his life and work. The biography looks to connect his art to the science, showing how Leonardo's genius was based on skills we can improve in ourselves, such as passionate curiosity, careful observation, and imagination so playful that it flirted with fantasy.
Well, I mean, what an extraordinary story to tell. And you've got a great filmmaker there. Any sign of casting on it?
No sign of casting as yet. But as you say, yeah, there's so much to sort of explore there. And when you think of his last film, All of Us Strangers, with Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal, did a great job on that. And Isaacson's work as well. This isn't the first time it's gone to the big screen, because you would have had the Steve Jobs biography, which was based on his book as well, which starred Michael Fassbender, directed by Danny Boyle. So really good combination there. And that sounds like an exciting one, and we'll keep you posted with casting as it surfaces.
Now, we're all about casting today, and this is a very exciting one, I have to say. If you're going to make a little movie about Handel, as in the composer, who do you cast, Gareth?
Well, how about Anthony Hopkins?
I mean, that's just perfect.
It's perfect. So the feature is called The King of Covent Garden. And this is pitched by the filmmakers as a powerful, majestic celebration of genius breaking all the rules to create an anthem inspiring the popular imagination of global audiences. The film is scheduled for a late autumn 2025 release. Andrew Levitas is directing a script from Tim Slover. And actually, Catherine Jenkins is one of the film's executive producers as well. So the director said that the storytelling is hinged upon an unlikely pair who meet each other at their lowest points and together create a magnificent, never heard before sound for the people. The groundbreaking masterpiece Messiah, the annual global bestseller for close to 300 years. What a good way of putting it.
As you know, the Messiah premieres in Dublin, so I think they might have to come here for a bit of filming if they want to be authentic about it all. That is a very exciting bit of casting news. I love it. We will definitely keep a close eye on that. We've even more casting news at Dan Stevens.
Yeah, and we've talked about him quite a bit recently in terms of the projects he's been in. Well, he's set to join Lily James in an upcoming film inspired by the story of Bumble founder Whitney Wolfe Herd. Now, while it's not entirely clear who Stevens is going to be playing, we're told he's set for a part of Herd's business partner. Mm-hmm. The untitled feature goes into production this year. So famously launching the online dating platform Bumble after co-founding and departing Tinder, Herd began became one of the youngest self-made billionaires at the age of 31 when Bumble went public in 2021. So while she stepped down as CEO last year, the app continues to be hugely popular amongst the single crowd. Plot details for the film remain a bit vague, as it's said to be loosely inspired by Heard's story. Rachel Lee Goldenberg will direct from her own script. So good cast there with Lily James leading it, and now Dan Stevens joining it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he can next be seen in a thriller called Cuckoo, which opened to strong reviews at the Berlin Film Festival. And he's also in the Netflix series Zero Day, which is currently filming.
Excellent. We move to vampires.
This is Kristen Stewart and Oscar Isaac, who are set to star in a vampire thriller, Flesh of the Gods, from director Panos Cosmatos. And this is where they're going to portray a married couple. I like the setting of this because it's glittering 80s LA. And they descend each evening from their luxury
vampires
skyscraper.
Vampires in the 80s, I mean, that alone.
It just it sells itself, right? You get the soundtrack in there in your familiar territory.
Yes.
So you've got a skyscraper. They descend from their skyscraper condo, head into the electric nighttime realm, and they cross paths with a mysterious and enigmatic nameless and her hard partying cabal. And this couple are seduced into a glamorous sort of surrealistic world of hedonism, thrills and violence. So the film is written by Andrew Kevin Walker, and director Cosmatos is best known for psychedelic revenge thriller Mandy, which was starring Nicolas Cage.
And that premiered, sounds like a good choice then.
Yeah, that premiered at Sundance and then played in Cannes as well. So good combination there.
Fantastic. All right, what trailer watch have you for us this week?
So the trailer was released this week for Mufasa, The Lion King. And yeah, this was there's been an interesting reaction to it. We'll talk about that in a second, but take a listen to the trailer.
This story begins far beyond the mountains and the shadows. On the other side of the light. A lion was born without a drop of nobility in his blood. A lion who would change our lives forever.
Yes, Mufasa. I found it kind of hard to tell, actually, Gareth, from the trailer how this is going to be. I mean, Barry Jenkins, an incredible director, an interesting choice, maybe.
Very interesting choice, particularly the type of sort of indie projects, indie drama projects that he's sort of best known for. And you know what? He's been taking a bit of criticism this week online from people sort of saying, you know, he's too good and talented for Iger's soulless machine, with some of the tweets that were put out there. And he was pretty quick to reply to many of the tweets, because he said, for decades, children have sat in theatres all over the world experiencing collective grief for the first time, engaging Shakespeare for the first time, across aisles in myriad languages, a most potent vessel for communal empathy.
Well done,
so he's
Barry
really
Jenkins,
behind
it.
Yeah, he's sort of definitely standing over it. And again, look, it's a very visual trailer. So what I would say to people is go and take a look at it and see what you think. And, you know, strong cast in it as well. You've got Blue Ivy Carter in there. Beyonce is reprising her role as Nala in it. Donald Glover, Seth Rogen. You know, it's a big cast, but it's out December 20th.
It's so a Christmas release, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. Big release.
That is Mufasa. Let's look at some of the films in our cinemas this weekend. We're starting with this one, The Fall Guy.
No phone call, no text.
It's not like I didn't want to apologize.
You don't have to explain anything. It was just a fling. So how have you been? God, I hate that thumbs up stunt guy stuff. I'm the director.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
You said your middle name was Danger.
How'd we do, boss? Really?
Yeah.
Holster that.
Yeah, it's holstered. It's done. Forget. You never saw it.
Tom Ryder, the biggest action star on the planet, is missing. You need to bring him back.
Bond.
Jodie's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's going to notice you. That's your job. No offense.
Yes, Gareth, that is the Fall Guy.
And first thing to say here, they've been putting on sort of amazing publicity around this mm-hmm. film. Everything they've done is sort of catch the attention. But you have Ryan Gosling here leading the cast alongside Emily Blunt. So he plays a stunt man who's, you know, basically doing so much for our entertainment and films, getting thrown through windows and the likes. Yes. And fresh off an almost career-ending accident, he ends up having to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy and try to win back the love of his life while still doing his day job. As I said, big cast, and if anyone remembers the TV series from the 80s as well, you do have little cameos in here from the likes of Lee Majors as well.
Yeah, it does remind you certainly just what stuntmen go through, and there are lots of sort of in-jokes about, you know, the Oscars not having an Oscar for stuntmen and all that kind of thing. I saw this the other night. First of all, it's kind of funny because Aaron Taylor-Johnson is in it, and if the rumours are true about Bond, this is a very funny pre-Bond role for him. I couldn't help but keep, you know, looking at him going, is Bond going to be next after this? Look, we love Ryan Gosling. We love Emily Blunt. They work very well together. There are some very funny moments, but not enough. And it's very, very dragged out. It didn't entirely work for me. And at the same time, though, if you're up for some very light entertainment that is not too taxing, and let's face it, we all need that from time to time, then go for it. You know, we love Ryan Gosling. He's great in it, as always. But they drag it out just a little. But that is The Fall Guy. A few more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, and it is the bank holiday weekend.
This is it. We need something light. It's absolutely fine, yeah.
Yeah, and while the celebrations of Lyric's 25 years were going on as well, Star Wars The Phantom Menace was released 25 years ago.
Yes.
And that's back on the big screen as well, if people want to go and remind themselves of the beginnings of the prequels. Mm. Yeah, other movies that we have, Love Lies Bleeding. This is from director Rose Glass, comes an electric new love story. We mentioned her earlier. Kristen Stewart stars as a reclusive gym manager, Lou, who falls hard for Jackie, an ambitious bodybuilder passing through town en route to pursuing her dreams in Las Vegas. But their love ignites violence, pulling them deep into a web of Lou's criminal family led by her father, played by Ed Harris. We've got Tarot is released as well. When a group of friends recklessly violate the sacred rule of tarot readings, they unknowingly unleash an unspeakable evil trapped within the cursed cards. And then finally, Blackbird, Blackbird, Blackberry. This is about a 48-year-old single woman living in a Georgian village, encounters gossip. She unexpectedly falls for a man caught between a relationship or indeed independence, and she navigates her emotions while grappling with societal norms, searching for happiness.
Very good. What about a TV movie recommendation? A long weekend ahead?
Yeah, this is a movie I saw back in the day when it was released on the big screen, and I've not seen it since, so I'm interested in watching it again. It's about an accidental meeting between a woman's jilted lover and her husband leads to a tragedy when long buried feelings are unearthed. The husband is consumed by jealousy and arranges to have his wife followed, with tragic implications. Neil Jordan directs this period drama, which is based on a novel by Graham Greene, and it stars Ralph Fiennes, Julianne Moore, Ian Hart and Stephen Ray.
Yeah, great
and if
cast.
You want to watch the end of the affair, it's on TGCAR tonight at 9:45.
I gave it a mention only last week because it was released in 1999. Anything else happened in 1999 that we mentioned this week? Yes, 25 years ago. That's a lovely recommendation. Gareth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.